followed by a control agent disguised as an ice cream vendor.
All right, quick inside. I'll divert him and meet you in the communications room.
Right.
Say, did you just see a guy run by here?
Can you describe him?
Describe him. Yes, well, he was wearing thick glasses.
A man with thick glasses?
Yes. You see, he ordered Tutti Frutti, and I gave him pistachio by mistake.
As a matter of fact, I did. I think he ran across the street to that bakery over there.
Across the street to the bakery. Thank you very much. Well, this is a fine time for the chief to be out. Where is he?
The chief is out on a case, Max. I'm sitting in for him.
Listen, 99. I just followed a chaos agent to their secret communication headquarters on Z Street. It's a bakery. I'm going to crack this case wide open.
Max, listen. The chief is...
There's no time to wait, 99. I want to catch him red-handed. Besides, my phone is melting.
Fella, get him up. Come on, up.
I'm sorry, so you're going to have to take a number and wait your turn. There's somebody ahead of you.
Very, very good.
Number 7, huh?
All right, fella, I'm finished fooling around with you. Where did you hide the communications equipment?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That bread.
Yeah?
I'm having spaghetti for dinner tonight. This should go very good with it. The old communications equipment and the French bread trick.
Max, what on earth are you doing?
Just destroying some chaos communication equipment, Chief. By the way, what are you doing in a chaos bakery?
This is not a chaos bakery. It's a control bakery, and you have just smashed Control's triangulation equipment.
This is a control bakery?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll have a prune Danish and a strawberry chiffon pie.
You just fouled up Operation Sourdough.
Well, Chief, you're not going to tell the White House about this, are you?
I don't see how I can avoid it. You know how the president's been concerned about Operation Sourdough. He's expecting a report today.
Listen, Chief, put in a good word for me when you talk to the president. I'm sorry I blew the job, but it's not all my fault. After all, you did give me the assignment.
I'll do what I can, Max. Come on, let's get back to Control. I have to make that call.
You're going to call the White House.
Well, what they don't know is we've tapped into their hotline.
This is the break we've been waiting for. Right, Mr. President?
My good friends, according to the latest poll which I have just taken, I must announce with a heavy heart that Control will soon be out of business.
President now, couldn't we put it off for, say, a month or two?
Max, he's waiting for a report. There's no way to avoid it.
Chief, as a favor to me, go easy on Max.
As a favor to me, too.
Good afternoon, Thaddeus.
Let us reason together.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I have a preliminary report on Operation Sourdough.
Good. Have you located Chaos Communication Center?
Well, sir, we had a little setback. Due to a mix-up, we lost our bakery cover and our triangulation equipment was smashed.
This is terrible. Is Smart there?
Yes, sir, but in defense of Smart, I must remind you that He's solved an impressive number of cases.
Thaddeus, kindly refrain from flapping your gums and put me on conference call. I have something to say to you and Smart.
He wants to talk to both of us.
Mr. President, I can explain everything that happened.
You don't have to, son.
As for you, Thaddeus, I'm relieving you of your post.
As of this moment, you are no longer chief of control.
I'm busting you to agent second class.
But... No buts.
You can't make mistakes on this job.
You're not the State Department, you know. As for you, Smart, in recognition of your fine record, as of this moment, you are now chief of control. Yes, you.
And use all measures you deem necessary
to make that organization function properly. I'm sending you...
my efficiency expert, Matt Brady, to assist you. Give him all the cooperation you can.
Have you got that?
Yes, sir.
Good. And now, as my old pappy used to say, head him up and move him out.
Up like a charm.
Right. Brady, now it's up to you. I want every control file on microfilm. Do you have the equipment?
I'm all set.
Right.
Tie camera. Ring camera. When I get through with control, there won't be a secret left.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Well, don't take it so hard, Chief. They couldn't have picked a better man.
Well, there'll be a few things that you'll be needing. Here's my chief's badge, my code book.
Yes, well, I'll be needing the keys to your apartment too, Chief. That's government property. You can use mine until you find something else.
You're all heart, Max. Excuse me, I'll go move.
Just a moment. I don't think we should call you Chief from now on. That wouldn't be proper. What was your old number?
Q.
Q?
Yes, I was an agent before they switched to numbers.
Yes, well, Q it is. Now, if you two will excuse me, I think I better get things in order. But I want you here bright and early in the morning. I want this place hopping at 6 o'clock.
Oh, Max.
You can call me Chief 99.
We've known each other a long time, Chief. And I hope you're not going to make too many changes.
Don't worry, 99. This job is not going to go to my head.
3, 4, hop, grab, hop, two, grab, 4, hop, two, grab, 4, hop, two, grab, 4, 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 grab,
Chief Bevens!
He's got to be kidding. We won't have an agent left if he keeps this up.
All right, Chief Bevens. 1, 2, 3, 4, up and down and up and down and up and down. Come on, get down there.
I can't take any more of this, can you?
All right, mister, I heard that. That will cost you 3 demerits. All right, man, that's enough.
Can we go back to our offices now, Max, our chief?
You'll go back to your offices when I say you'll go back to your offices. All right, men, let's line up for inspection. About, pace. 1 step backward, take. All right, let's get that chest in, that chin out. All right, Stafford, get that gut in. All right, Mr. Brady, step forward. Gentlemen, I would like you to meet Mr. Brady, our new presidential assistant. You will give him complete cooperation and access to all control files. All right, Larrabee, take Brady and show him around.
Right, Chief. This way, Brady.
All right, the rest of you men are dismissed. Okay, let's go, let's go. Move out. Come on, come on, old-timer, move out. Move out, move.
Good morning, Chief.
Well, in case you're interested, it's 7 o'clock. You people aren't in the army, you know. You can't just come rolling in here anytime you feel like it. Our day starts here at 6 o'clock.
Sorry about that, Chief. I was delayed by your former landlady. A little matter of 2 months back rent you owed. And 99 was kind enough to drive me down here because you found it necessary to take my car.
Well, those are your own personal problems. I can't get involved in those. You'll have to work them out for yourself. Now, you better punch in. You're docked 1 hour.
Chief, I'd like to talk to you.
All right, but make it snappy. I don't have all day. I have to clean up a big mess that was left here by my predecessor.
I'd like to take another crack at Operation Sourdough. My predecessor left that in a kind of a mess.
You think you can do better?
I can try.
Give him another chance, Chief.
Well, all right, but don't mess it up. I'd hate to have to tell the president that you blew another one.
What's your plan of operation?
Well, 99, I think that Chaos is somehow connected to the Mustache Cup. I plan to get a job there as a singing waiter.
Oh, I didn't know you could sing.
Well, yes, I used to be soloist with the College Glee Club.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, when I sang a certain note in a certain way, I was able to shatter a glass.
Well, that's marvelous. Do you think you can still do it?
Well, I don't know. It's been some time.
Well, why don't you give it a try? Who knows? You may need a new career.
All right, here goes.
Amazing!
Yes, it certainly is amazing. That'll be $40 for the mirror, not to mention the 7 years bad luck.
That started yesterday.
Are in the worst shape I've ever seen anything in my life. The chief was really a slob. What's this sandwich doing here?
You put that there yesterday, chief, while you were only Max.
Well, Max couldn't afford to eat out. The chief can.
Chief, Brady's going through everything with a fine tooth comb. Are you sure you can trust him?
I can trust him like I trust L.
L?
LBJ. We're on a first name basis now. How's everything coming, Brady?
This should just about do it.
Just a minute, Brady.
Yes?
I forgot this. It's a photo file with the name of every control agent, his position, and his assignment.
Now, this should wrap it up very nicely.
Yes, I thought so. Now, when your boss hears about my cooperation, who knows what he might have in mind for me?
We kill him, of course. Smart's the only one who can identify all three of us. Well, I'd better get downstairs. I'm breaking in a new waiter tonight.
Oh, Mr. Gorshin, and the couple at that table over there asked for a bottle of Chateau Marcel 63. Where do I find that?
In the wine room, Irving. Door at the end of the hall.
Thank you, sir.
Not that door, Irving. The other one.
Oh, thank you.
Chief Smart here.
Chief, this is Agent Q.
Who?
Q.
Oh, it's you, Q. What's new?
I'm at the Mustache Cup.
I'm sure that the Chaos Communication Center is located here.
Good work, Q.
If that is the Chaos Communication Center, from this moment on, you'll be facing torture and death.
And loving it.
Well, Brady, how would you like to see our organization in action?
I'd love to.
Good. I just got a call from one of our agents. He thinks he stumbled onto the Chaos Communication Center in a place called the Mustache Cup.
Oh, which agent was that?
I don't think I'm going to tell you that. Now, you've seen pictures of all our agents. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bet you $10 you can't crack his disguise.
All right. You got a bet.
Max, that's not fair. You'll never find him. His picture isn't in the file.
Quiet, 99. $10 is $10. Let's go.
Turn around and keep your hands over your head. Agent Q. All right, Q. This is the end of your assignment.
Oh. questi primo poi
the control agent? Which one do you think it is? The hat check girl? The woman who just finished singing? The tourist at table 15? Or perhaps table 15 itself?
Oh, could you excuse me? I think I have to call my wife. She's expecting me for dinner.
You want to make it $20, Brady? We can afford it if you can.
Max, you know he can't spot someone he's never seen.
Exactly.
Table for two?
Make it a table for three. And a good one, my man. I have an unlimited expense account.
What are you doing?
Oh, so it's you, Q.
Chief, what a wonderful disguise. I didn't know you.
How could you? I'm the chief. What's new, Q?
I've got a chaos agent tied up in the wine room. Now, that's next door to a guarded door that must lead to the Chaos Communication Center. We've got to get in there.
Yes, well, I'll think of a plan later. Right now, I think you better take us to our table.
But we...
No buts. Take us to our table. And remember that your job is hanging by a thread as it is.
This is a very interesting place.
Yes, everybody sings. The customers, waiters, everybody. I think I'd better take your order before anybody gets suspicious. Why don't you have the spaghetti? It's only $1.85.
Oh, good idea, Chief. Okay, Chief?
Don't be ridiculous. A man in my position has to go first class. Let's see now. We'll have the tornadoes of beef with bernaise sauce, asparagus vinaigrette, patty de foie gras, Jerry's Jubilee, and let's see. For dessert, I think we'll just top it off with three orders of maitre d'hotel.
Maitre d'hotel means head waiter, Max.
I know that, 99. He will be serving us.
Max, that's going to be very expensive.
There's no problem. I found my predecessor's credit cards in his desk.
I'm putting you down for spaghetti, and that's that.
That just goes to show you, 99. Give a man an inch, and how does that go?
I don't know, Max.
Oh, I know how it goes. Give a man an inch, and right away he thinks he's a ruler.
Gotta find that control agent.
Smart, pull a fast one. There's not one face out there that matches the agent's file. Where's Bulger? Maybe he has some ideas.
I don't know where he went, but until he gets back, we'll get Smart to reveal the name of the spy, and then we'll take care of all three.
Had a chance to look around. Who do you think the control agent is?
I've got it. It's the cigarette girl, right?
Wrong. We don't have any control agents with legs like that. Oh, sorry, 99. Nothing personal. It's just that I've always thought of you as one of the boys.
I noticed.
Peter, can't you get anything right? I didn't order any salad.
Compliments of the chef, sir. It's his specialty. Note the dressing. Even the aroma has a message. One sniff and you're in danger of becoming addicted to it.
Really? Well, I don't eat salad.
Eat it. It's good for you. Besides, you'll insult the chef if you don't eat it.
Oh, well, we wouldn't want to insult the chef. On second thought, I think we should insult the chef. This tastes like paper.
All right, Irving, it's your turn to sing.
Huh?
Come on, let's go. It's part of the job. You're on.
Alouette, gentille alouette, alouette, je te plumerai. Jutta Plumerella curd, Jutta Plumerella way. Plumeray, curds and whey, Alouette, cigarette. Oh, Alouette, gentil Alouette. Alouette, Jutta Wenceslas.
He doesn't have a bad voice, but he's lousy with lyrics.
That's the control singing code. Curds and whey means chaos agent. Cigarette means imposter, and Wenceslas means get away.
Check 99, you took the words right out of my mouth. But who could the chaos agent be? Brady?
Yes?
Do you have any idea who it is?
No. But maybe I better look around and see what I can find out. Excuse me for just a minute. I'll be right back. That waiter is a control agent. He's trying to warn Smart in 99.
Well, we'll just have to stop him.
Alouette, je te plumerai. Je te plumerai la curd. Je te plumerai la whey. Plumerai, curds and whey. Alouette, cigarette. Oh, Alouette, gentil Alouette.
Max, look. Brady and that other man have guns on the chief. Brady must be the chaos agent.
You're right, 99. Come on, let's go.
Alouette, Alouette, oh, Alouette, gentil Alouette, Alouette, je te plumerai la bouche, je te plumerai la bouche, et la bouche, et la nez, et la nez.
So, you tapped the hotline and imitated the president's voice. Well, looks like you're chief again, Chief. Just don't sit there. Take charge and get us out of here.
All right, Max, I'll take charge. And here's my first order. Stop flapping your gums.
Now, do you want to talk?
Talk about what? You have all our files on film.
Precisely. We intend to make some money on them before we turn them over to Chaos Headquarters.
You'll call the president on the phone. Explain the situation. He'll send us $10 million. If we don't get the money, Chaos gets the film.
Forget it. I don't believe you. And besides, we're not worth $10 million to the government.
Just a moment, Chief. Speak for yourself. You may not be worth $10 million to the government, but I consider a crackerjack agent like myself worth more than $10 million. As a matter of fact, I think the $10 million is dirt cheap for me. You're not going to call the president. I am.
Max!
Don't you dare touch that phone. That's an order.
I'm sorry, Chief, but this is one order I'm going to have to disobey. I consider it my duty to my country to try to save us at any cost. Now, if you'll just untie me, I'll make that phone call. Oh, there's just one small problem. This hotline won't activate to the White House unless the Chief sings a certain note. Well, Chief, are you ready to sing for your life?
Max, what?
You know, Chief, like you sang in the gym today.
Come on, sing.
All right, if you put it that way.
Oh, Max, how horrible.
Oh, not really, 99. The window was cracked already from the Chief's high note. Chief, when you talk to the president, could you put in a good word for me?
Well, he did get us out of it, Chief.
All right.
Oh, and put in a good word for yourself, Chief. Tell him what a great singer you are.
No, thanks, Max. I've had enough singing. Hello, Mr. President. I'd like to report that Operation Sourdough would... What? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Can't get the little fellow to sleep, huh? He's babysitting with his grandson. Well, sir, have you tried hot milk? Didn't work, huh? You want me to what? All right, sir, put him up with the phone. Rock-a-bye, baby. When the wind blows. When the bow blows.